Yo. Yo, what up, man? It's in the booth. It's your boy, Messenger.
Patton Jones.
Ramona Jones.
Everything. Yeah. Good to see you. Hey, man. Good to see everybody. Need everybody to chime in. Check in. Yeah.
It's a good day.
East side. Yeah.
We gon' tell the truth. See no, time, harvest, you gon' see the fruit. No. Cut the kente, gotta pull it from the roots. Get the pussy, get the bag, gotta get the loot.
Shout out
to
everybody.
Find another way to preach. We don't
count it.
Tryna roll in the game, looking for recruits. Let's go.
You're now locked in with Jesse Travis. Gwinnett. Dave.
Paul B. County.
Duval.
Hillsborough County.
Everybody shout out city. Shout out some counties right here. Okay.
Yeah. Where you at?
Where your borough?
Burrow.
Yeah.
Well, we'd like to thank you guys for joining us in the booth today. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all our podcast platforms, including Spotify.
Yeah.
Apple and Google Podcasts.
Yep. And if you would like to sponsor, advertise with the show, hit us up at In the Booth Pod at gmail.com. Yeah.
And if you, go ahead.
And if you would like to, we have a new segment with the show. If you would like to ask a question, or if you would like to, want some input or insight on a situation or a counsel that you go through, whatever, a situation that you're going through, you need counsel, or whatever, just hit up us. Mouth this morning. Hit us up at inthebootpod@gmail.com. You can ask questions about anything, relationship. We already got some, but keep them coming. We got questions about relationships, questions about money, questions about anything, church, faith, just hit us up and we have a segment to answer your questions.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Also, while you're on the internet, go ahead and go to KingdomImpactUniversity.com and log on, subscribe, and go ahead and you can start the free courses on the university site.
Yeah.
Also, y'all been asking for the conference classes. They will be coming soon. Kingdom, what was our Kingdom Identity? Yes, Kingdom Identity class. It's coming. Myself, Pastor Ollie Rich, and my brother Kenton Jones.
Over there doing a bed.
Yeah, doing a bed.
With the human band.
Yeah, the human band bed.
The human
over
band
there.
Coming out soon, y'all.
So make sure y'all go to KingdomImpactUniversity.com today, and you can start taking classes.
Yay. And shout out to the Cowboys. I still believe in y'all. Just want to put that in there.
Man, but
my
Falcons
came
out too. Dolphins, boy.
I still believe.
70 piece.
Yeah.
That game was ridiculous.
Yeah.
70 piece.
To be on the wrong end of that historical moment. Yeah.
I mean, bro, how you like that?
Yeah, doing like that.
Minion, they high school. Shout out to my son, Scott Blue. His name
don't name the high school.
Yeah.
Don't name the high school.
84-0, bro. 84-0.
Were they playing with seven people on the field?
Now, look. The Dolphins could have put up 84. It was 70-0.
No, I think they were at 73. They didn't keep. I think they didn't want to kick the field up.
But it was 70-0 with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They stopped. They put in I don't know how many string quarterback.
Yeah.
How many string? Yeah. And so they could have. Yeah. 80, bro. What?
NFL.
You quit in the
professional
NFL.
Professional 70s team.
Y'all getting paid?
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody.
You do all that.
Everybody should have had their game checks. Hell.
Yeah.
Like nah.
Yeah.
Forget
man, I'd have been everybody been doing push-ups on the sideline. Get out,
coach. Too.
Right now. Yeah.
Coach, everybody, you gotta give me eight.
Yeah.
Coach,
yeah.
You gotta give me eight.
Give me your headphones. Say, go on, get him down now. Get down now.
You're like, man, yeah. Bro. You let somebody score 70 points on you.
But shout out to them Ellawood Gators, man. We are 4-1.
Go ahead. All
right. Yeah, all right.
4-1. Go ahead, Cam.
Yeah.
How many touchdowns Cam
scored? He got one on the year so far.
Let's go, Cam.
He got one on the year so far. But yeah, he playing, man. He played cornerback, getting a lot of tackles, you know.
You think he going all the
Cam,
way? That's his thing.
Oh yeah.
Cam,
that's
his, I'm gonna give you a dollar.
Yeah. That's his thing.
Every touchdown you score. I owe you a dollar. Get it from your daddy. I get it to him.
Your daddy.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it to your daddy now.
You one in the hole.
I owe you a dollar so far.
Okay.
Maybe I'll raise up the stakes later on, but we'll start with a dollar. Give you a dollar every time you score.
Yes, told me why he didn't play football no more Sunday.
There was too much running.
Yeah, he said, I don't like running. He said, and so
there was too much.
But Lester then was out there. He was like, well, yeah, you got to run and play football, so I understand. He's like, yeah, they make us run back and forth. Oh, you talking about suicide? Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
But he was talking about that running, not running on the field and stuff. Yeah.
He just started late.
I felt like it was unhealthy if the boys had been running
all summer.
You know, all summer.
He came in at the end.
And then he came in and barely, you know, he made the team by 2 days because they had to shut the roster down.
Yeah.
And then run him like the other boys were running. I just felt like it was unhealthy. And then, you know, and Yust wouldn't quit.
Yeah.
So I had to actually go out there and stop him from running. I was like, nah, bro. Yeah,
he was running in tears.
I was like, nah. Yeah.
But he kept going.
And his breathing was like, nah. So, you know, we'll get him in shape and then bring him back if he want to play. But I just, you know, then that's when all literal hell was breaking loose. When they were stopping practice because it was 105 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, you. And then running on top of that, and he ain't in shape, and he's got to get in shape. No.
Yeah.
As a parent, I had to take the responsibility. Like, nah.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be tough. Nah. Not on my. Nah. I gotta have common sense. Nope.
Yeah.
So. I stopped it. No, I was taking him to practice, and he was back there crying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was committed. And he was crying like, you know, what's wrong? He was like, man, I don't want to play no more. Like, it ain't fun. It ain't as fun as I thought it was going to be. Because he stuck with it. You know, Styles gave it one day.
Yeah, like, Styles.
He was the one.
But he was killing. He
in and out. Yeah, he in and out.
I think somebody jumped at his knee or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no.
Like,
you
nah.
know, so whatever.
Does Yes want to come back this year?
I asked Styles. Hey, next year, he's like, nah, I play basketball. I'm like, huh.
If you're going to get him, you got to start working on that. Just keep asking him. Every now and then, you probably need to come get him, take him out there. Because if not, that's the hardest one to convince. Styles, you could convince.
Yeah.
Minion, maybe.
Yeah, Styles is me.
Styles is like,
nah, I'm good.
he gonna go all the way to putting the pass on for you.
Yeah.
You still don't want to play? Mm-mm. Nope. Yeah, man. I give you some money.
Nah.
Not even money?
No.
I pay him to come out there?
Mm-mm.
Pay for play?
Nope.
He gonna say, I know him. He gonna say I could make money doing
something
this
else.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he...
That's how he is.
Man, that's funny.
Yeah. So that's the one. That's the one that you can.
But Yes is going to come back next year. He just want to start with everybody else.
Okay, that's good.
So,
that's good.
That's all.
That's good.
He'll be back.
Well, since we're talking about football and sons and dads.
Yes.
Let's get into a little bit of primetime action. Shadur had a viral video a couple weeks back about.
I'm up three.
They killing flies, y'all.
Yeah.
We had
a bad fruit in the house somewhere.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So, it's been fruit flies right here.
Like,
yeah.
Man, y'all still got show ago. Yeah, we.
They still right here. On it. But had a viral video of Shadur pregame with a very expensive watch on and kind of, you know, flashed it in.
For those who don't know, that's Deion Sanders' son.
Yeah, Shadur's son. Yeah.
Who don't know
who
football.
Plays for. Colorado, which
starting quarterback.
Deion Sanders coaches for Colorado.
And if you don't know who Deion Sanders is,
well then, Google him.
Go to Google real quick.
Just Google him, yeah. But this is just him flashing to the opponent. You know, just gave him one of them.
So I'm like, why would they even allow the opponent to be that close to him? I know it's pregame.
Well, you know? Yeah, I mean.
Like, where are the coaches? I know, you know. And I
mean, I have a $70,000 watch on the pregame.
I read a blog that he shouldn't have a watch that expensive. You know, he need to
period
save his NIL money.
I don't know about that.
And
but on the field, I don't know.
Well, I feel like they was just saying he shouldn't have it. Period. He should spend that type of money on a watch, and I'm like, his dad is Deion Sanders.
Yeah. Been rich all
he's
his
been
life.
Rich all his life. Yeah.
He don't know.
Rich for the last 30 something years.
Yeah, he don't know broke culture.
Yeah, right.
So that's normal to him.
And they're thinking with their bank account.
Yeah,
right. I was like, wait, Deion Sanders just made Colorado and the networks. They got the Colorado playing at 3:30.
Yeah.
That never happens.
Yeah.
Come on. When the last time you seen a Colorado game?
You have.
Around 3:30 on Saturday.
Yeah.
So he's making the television network money. He's making the city money.
He's making everything. He's basically doing what Tiger Woods did at golf.
He had
and LeBron moving.
It's a huge economic boost.
Yeah, exactly.
All the way around.
And I'm like, and he's getting it.
Every game sold out before the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
he living an inheritance to his son, and his son is playing, and he's spending time with his son.
Yeah,
and I can't spend. I told him, bro, I would have bought me a yacht. You better be glad he spent $70,000. Yeah. I would have spent $100,000 or $2 million on a yacht.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's only an issue because he uses money for himself. Like if he spent $70,000 on the homeless or to build a school, this wouldn't even be news right now.
Yeah.
So it's only issue because he's spending on himself, and who cares?
And these people are our people. These are black people that's thinking like that. Like, come on, man. Hey, what do you need to save money for? Like, you gonna say? I mean,
yeah, you're already in college. You ain't got to save
for
that.
First of all, they have commercials too.
Yeah,
the Sanders family has a whole commercial. Like his mom, Shador, his other son, I
saw them on KFC. I mean,
they got a KFC. They got commercials.
They
like,
got money. And then one of the guys commented said, "Well, that's Deion money, but that's not Shador's money." I was like, "No,
Shador got money.
That's his son.
That's his son." Yeah. Like y'all,
but even still, Shador does have money. He has NIL money and he has commercial money.
But what they're saying is, Deion is rich, not Shador. You crazy?
Yeah.
Like if that was your rich, son, my son is rich.
Exactly.
What kind of inheritance?
That doesn't make any.
Like, I'm rich, but you poor.
You poor.
Like I told him, I say, man, why would I make my son start from the bottom if we already on the top?
Right.
Yeah.
That was the whole purpose of me working hard, so you wouldn't have to.
What is the purpose of that?
Yeah.
To teach him. No, you teach him morally how to handle himself, how to handle money, how to handle.
Yeah.
But you don't.
Man, he don't have to be broke to do that.
You don't let him. Like, when my son flex, he flexing for me.
Right.
That's an extension of my flex.
That's how God is. How about that?
When my kids look good, that's an extension of me. When my wife look good, that's an extension of me.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Why,
But
that's how black people think. Like, or not. All black people, but some people, you know, you need to put this in a trust. I'm sure that they've done that, but they're millionaires and they've been millionaires for a very long time.
So their reality is different,
right?
And you gotta, they don't think like you. I saw a another video, them riding around together. They was in a Maybach. I'm like, they're not flexing. That's just what they're riding.
That's normal. Right.
Yeah, that Maybach is a Volkswagen.
Right, to them.
To them.
Right.
So you driving a Volkswagen will be the same flex.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they're not on the economically, they're not at the same place. Now, the whole thing with the flashing on the field is what I would have a problem with.
Why is that?
Number one, you should be thinking about the game. That's number one. Like you only.
But if somebody in your face, bro. If you in my face.
Okay, what does the watch do? If you gonna say something, then say something.
You better be glad I flashed the watch and I ain't hit you in the head with my helmet.
Yeah, but I'm saying. So what's the to me? What is flashing a $70,000 watch do? If he ain't did nothing, he was just standing there.
But why are you in my face? That's number one.
But what? You just as close to him as he is you.
One, if you in my face, you better be glad I only did this. Because if I got a helmet in my head.
But he didn't do anything. He's just standing there. The dude
why
was just standing
there.
Why
are you there. In my face? Like, if it's pre-game.
I mean, you didn't see what happened before. Before they started recording.
It ain't even right before the game is getting ready to be started.
Yeah, they out there
stretching. They're just stretching and doing. Why are you here? Why are you in my space? And then Shador is from what I perceive, is in with his team. You know what I'm saying? So the other guy comes over. The other guy comes over and like you in my space, bro. Nah. He better be glad he got the watch.
So what does the watch do?
The watch just says, bro, this is who I am.
You ain't on my level, basically. Like it's on my level.
So what you would rather him just go ahead and hit him in the head on the top of the head?
Dude wasn't doing nothing. There's not. He's not
you
saying enough.
We didn't see what happened it's before.
The guy that walked up on you threw a glass. The guy that walked up on you threw a glass. He assaulted him, then the property. How can he assault if he don't walk up on you? So I gotta wait till I'm assaulted. Shador has to wait till he's assaulted before he just say, man, get out of my face. Give me my space.
So what's that? That's a power or something?
It says you're not on my level. I can't even talk to you.
It's better than the alternative. The pastor throwing the man out the window.
No. No.
Why you keep doing that? Why you keep doing that? Sliding down the field and throwing him out the window.
And then why is he throwing out the window? Knock glasses off.
They bringing up old stuff that ain't got nothing to do with this.
I'm just saying, don't have no glasses. He like, they ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm gonna get you, bro.
I'm gonna find my glasses.
I'm just saying. I would rather this.
You would rather, but...
Then somebody just break out fighting.
Yeah, but doesn't even have to be that. You know what I'm saying?
Be what?
There's nothing there.
What? He walked up on him.
No, he was just standing there. They were not doing nothing. But how do you know who's standing where, though?
Because he with his team.
He's not really with... They both bullshit. But they're both, like, midfield. They're not near the locker room. They're not near the field goal pole. They're both, like, at midfield, which means it's pretty much anybody territory.
But if you're gonna walk up on me, I could do whatever I want to do. You lucky you got the watch instead of the helmet to your head.
Yeah.
Or you throwing him out the bar.
Nah. Like I said.
What you would have did?
Bro, I'm focused on the game. I don't even see him.
So dude all in your face, you like
you just walk away.
He's like this far away. Like that you ain't bothering me.
No, he's closer than that.
Man, you're not bothering me right here.
So he in your face
you're not bothering me.
He not bothering you.
Bruh.
And you just
I didn't, you know
you
what
just concentrating on your players.
Yeah,
right
you know what we say? Let your pads do the talking. That's what we say. Let your pads do the talking. All that before the game, all this right here for what? That don't do nothing.
You lucky. Now you don't know what he's saying. What happened before? What did Shador say? He probably said, okay, cool then. So you can't just put it on one person.
So
you lucky he didn't get a helmet to the head.
Okay, why is Shador lucky he didn't get a helmet to the head?
Because that's the same thing. But at least
you can't be one-sided.
This is not one-sided.
Yeah, because you feel like you're saying that the other dude.
Since we're making it up, balance it out.
Balance it out.
Let's make it up.
Okay, what if Shador came over?
What if the dude said something first, and this is a response to what he said? All right, because just doing it don't make no sense.
You don't know that. What if Shador said something and then it made him come over there? No, made him come over there.
Hey, come over here. No, come
see,
over here.
And see, look at him.
And then he goes,
no, look at my box that I just bought.
No. Oh, man, that's
why
nice.
Why are you walking like that?
No.
And then the dude came and said, man, y'all goofy. Yeah. Y'all get back to y'all team. That's what happened. Innocent.
Yeah, he walked over like this.
Hey, guy, come over here. Look at my watch that I just bought.
Why? Why is he walking like
and
that?
Like, oh man, it's nice.
Oh man, it's nice. That's what he said.
That's what happened. Yeah. No. Yeah. Since we're making it up.
Yeah. No. You don't know how that got there.
We don't know.
But still,
how happened in your
head? But still, nah, either way, there's nothing happening at the moment. I'm not even didn't he have headphones on anyway?
Who?
The other dude. Oh, I don't
both
know.
Both of them probably did.
Yeah, so you ain't even
got out the
book. Yeah, to me, you ain't even bothering me. Like, bro, I'm playing the game.
How you know?
And if you do anything, what I do? If you do anything, I'ma see you on the field. That's what it is.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
That's,
I got you. All right, number 50, whoever, you know.
I'm gonna see you on the field.
Yeah, you would let your pass.
They already on the field.
But it's right.
They already.
What does that do?
Hey, bro. Like, look at the video.
Yeah, see, so he got on.
Now, why is he in his face? That look like I'm finna knock you out. His team took him back. That boy, that right there is
old. Man, they walking back. They're walking back. Look, they're walking back.
But that's all Colorado.
Yeah,
on the
but
other
they're
side.
Walking back, so they midfield. They in the same space.
You don't see no teammate of the other dude.
Because it's pointing that way. They're behind him.
You don't see no teammate. Ain't nobody.
They just walked in front of him. See,
that's a Colorado dude.
Nah, it ain't.
Yeah,
whoa. You just gonna make the man a Colorado
dude?
Because
he got a black shirt on.
The dude right there got a black shirt on.
Yeah, I thought it was the same team.
Nah.
So you saying that both of them on Colorado?
Nah. Look at the dude behind him. Shadur is out in midfield. The dude with look. Dude with the black.
Since we're making it up.
No.
What you call that when you put it in the
impulse? Look at the screen. The dude, they got black on. Boom. That's black right there. Keep walking. Let the dude behind him go. Yeah,
them
see.
Colorado people.
Nah, they would.
The dude just standing.
See,
there.
He got the red strap on his book bag too. That's what I'm saying.
Now
should do it.
You down to nah, the red
nah.
Strap
should
the
do it. Should do it is in the middle of whatever they doing. That's what he doing.
What team is red and black that they played?
What's that? Who was that? Nebraska week? I like Nebraska.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's Nebraska. That is Nebraska. So that the whoever got red on is Nebraska. That's what
Nebraska. That's what we're saying. That's how we're going to do
it. No, I'm saying the coach came over there. He got on white and red. That's Nebraska. But that's the team.
They don't have the white and red. He got on white.
Nah, he got a red hat on.
He got a red hat on.
That's Nebraska. And that's the Nebraska team behind
him. He hard the man.
Okay, but yeah. But
this dude is in his face.
Bruh, that's the whole team walking by. Shadur is in the middle of them.
See, that dude came up to him. What? Look how he came up to him.
Okay,
like
but he's
finna punch him.
Okay, but he's in the middle of them. Look at him.
He ain't in the middle.
They're behind
them.
Both they're teams. In front of him.
No, both teams. Both teams. Because you just seen a Nebraska guy walk by. Bam. That's Nebraska, right? I mean, that's Colorado.
There's Nebraska guys behind.
Go back.
Bro, there's Nebraska guys behind
him. No, look. Look, Colorado, right there, Ben.
You got one Colorado dude.
One Colorado.
He's surrounded by Nebraska kids.
No, he's not.
He's in the middle.
It's both teams,
bro. He's in the middle of them, and he's doing this.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you got a $70,000 watch on,
flash it.
Yeah.
You should walk around.
Don't wait before the game out on the field.
You should walk around like this.
It should be in your locker, and you should be focused on the game.
This right here ain't quite $70,000.
Might even $70,000.
You should. Somebody not even $70,000. No, it's way more than that. But, but I ain't going to walk around like this.
Yeah. I mean, for what?
But somebody come in my face. You rather this than this?
It ain't no rather. It's like, what is this? Huh? What?
You know what it is right now?
I focus on the game.
You know what it is? It's a national phenomenon.
Nah.
Because everybody doing it right now. Tell me they not.
Crazy.
Tell me they not.
Yeah.
Everybody doing it now.
With what?
The kids are doing it.
With what?
When they're just doing that because he did that.
Okay, but with what?
What do you mean
with their $10?
Yeah, with their $10 watch.
It's okay. So it's different because it's a $10 watch.
No, they're mocking him or they're flexing.
Either way,
but it's still about him.
Right.
Yeah. Even Oregon, what they beat him 41-3. It's not about Oregon winning. It's about Deion losing.
Yeah, because I can't even name the coach. I don't even know who it was.
We don't know who their coach is.
Nope.
We don't
Dan
know.
Lanning?
We don't know who. We know Bo Nix. Bo Nix used to play for, but Auburn. Other than Bo Nix, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. And so, and then we didn't really hear a lot about them before now.
Yep.
So this is about Deion Sanders.
Win or lose.
And all the money that he's bringing in, because at the end of the day, it's a sport, which means it's about entertainment. It is an entertainment thing about people running into each other. It's an entertainment. It ain't necessarily with life or death. You know what I'm saying? So it's about money.
Yeah, it's a money generator.
So making you money, losing, making you money.
Yep.
I can't give my son a $70,000.
He's 3-1.
That was a big loss,
though.
Yeah.
He making money losing.
Yeah.
He packing the stadiums losing.
Well,
tell me Oregon,
he's
Colorado.
He's actually winning, but.
Well, I'm saying.
He's 3-1.
At a loss.
Yeah.
But Oregon, Colorado, that game, Oregon people wouldn't have been there if it wouldn't have been Deion.
Oh, they Oregon packs their stuff out.
Not the year before when they played Colorado.
Oregon.
Yeah, that
ain't nothing to do out there. They play. Oregon
like
is different.
Middle school, yeah. Seventh grade game.
Nah, Colorado was empty. They was 1-11 last year.
Yeah.
The whole city. Yeah, and then Warren Sapp coming next year.
I love. For what though? Nah, I don't understand that move. What he coming to do? What?
The coach of defensive line.
Oh, I love it.
Bruh.
I love that.
But what does that say to the defensive line coach that's there right now?
Hey,
you can't even name him.
You on the clock. Well, he coming next year.
You can't even name him.
Yeah.
It don't even matter.
That's like you fired already, brother. Season, bro.
We in game four. You ain't even get a man no check. Like, no, your replacement
is on his way.
That's horrible.
He is on his way.
I ain't quite like that. Like,
hey, it's business.
You can't tell you might say that he's coming to help.
Hell no,
we know he ain't coming to help.
But man, you can't get that man the job. Already, and the season ain't over. You got your defensive line coach like,
yeah, they're all in his feelings.
That joker eating over there. Everybody, all the other coaches eating.
He at the players table.
He had the players.
He can't sit with the
kids. He sit with the parents.
He can't sit with the defensive line with defense coaches
horrible.
No more.
Oh man,
yeah.
I thought that was a bad look, but I think he could. But it's about.
But it's so many people that don't like Deion. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah.
For the wrong reasons, though.
Yeah.
Why don't you like
so what? So what?
That's crazy.
Rich. That, like you said,
that's
like,
crazy. They don't like the, they don't like the they don't
like the flash.
The flash and just the talking and the banter, all that stuff, they don't like. But it is what it is. That's what I'm saying. If y'all didn't think Deion was going
to
but still, if y'all didn't think Deion wasn't going to be Deion when he started coaching, y'all don't know Deion.
But Deion is flipping every scenario. The death threats against the boy that put out
the other player,
the Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
The boy who played both ways, who got hurt. He didn't play against Oregon. If he would have played against Oregon, I believe that they would have had a great chance. I'm not saying that they would have won, but they would have scored more points and defended better. The kid that hurt him previous game had death threats, and Deion was saying. Like, nah, nope, don't do that.
It's a sport. We ain't going to do
sport.
That.
Uh-huh. Things happen in the sport. He's out here trying to play. Sorry, y'all. We got to still one more fly. We can call most of them. We got one more fly. That's Russell.
But you sound like somebody raised offer.
So I'm just trying to
one more,
let y'all
one more.
Know. Let
anybody else? Anybody else?
But Deion is flipping the scenario the scenario into something positive. He said, man, this kid should not be have death threats.
Yeah, stop.
He's trying to and he's doing it the right way.
Even though it was a dirty play.
They're asking him to say something about the other coach. That said something about, like, look, man, I don't say nothing about him. God has to judge me. I just say what we're going to do, and I try to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
I love
it. He was like, man, he won.
And even when he
yeah,
lost.
He was like, he won.
When he lost, he said, get me now.
Yeah.
Because this is the worst that's ever going to be. I love that.
And he was like, bro, he can say what he wants. He
so
won.
I like, you know, the fact that he got hated.
The thing that would be off is if he's a sore loser. But he's not. He was like, bro, it is what it is. Let him play. Yeah, like whatever I do, this is what I do. Whatever you do, that's what you do. It wasn't like a, you know, as long as you cool both ways. If you the same person here or down here that ain't got no problem, that's just who you are.
The other coach was even like, we don't do this for clicks. We don't do this for flash.
Which you did that for clicks. You said that for clicks.
You right.
Yeah, we don't do this for clicks. We do that. You see the cameras in the you do it. Your speech is about to go viral.
You got your face halfway like
You got the cameras rolling.
You didn't say turn the cameras off. Cameras off.
Right. You did that because that's what went viral this week.
You were like, let me get it. Let me turn around and get you on my good side.
Yeah.
We don't do this for clicks.
We do this for wins.
We don't do this for clicks.
Nah. Turn the cameras off.
We do this.
And you knew that was going to go viral.
But it's only going viral not because of you, but
because of Deion.
Yeah. Look at that money, boy. What happening? I'm telling you. Hey, I'm going to get me a Colorado jersey. Not because I love Colorado, because of Deion.
Yep. Yeah. All day. Most people too.
It's gonna boost the economy out there.
He's already have major impact on all the restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, parking, everything. Boy. They jack up parking. That's the first thing. When something popping in your city, parking. Yeah. Them people go out there.
And hotels.
It's like.
Hotels.
You got them empty lots downtown.
Gas stations.
When the Hawks losing, $5 parking.
They start winning.
$25,
$30 pocket. Yeah.
Every time.
$5 pocket. When they winning. Yeah. When they losing, $2.
Buy one, get one free.
You better watch who you give your money to down there, but
buy one, get one free.
Parking, buy one, get one free.
Enjoy one car. You drove one car, you got to sign by one, get one free. Got any spot behind. You can't park there.
Yeah, you
got
to be careful.
That's free parking space.
You got to be careful who you give your money to.
You come in. You call me gone, but. But Joker's bad. Put you anywhere, but right in front of fire hydrant. But come on back here, right. Like, you got me. When you come to Atlanta, if you're going to a show downtown, you going to a concert, comedy show, Hawk game, Falcon game, your team in town, you a Saints fan, watch who you give your money to. Because you will come back and your car will not be there.
Get a ticket or get something in exchange.
To a meter or something. Go in the parking garage.
Don't pay nobody cash app. Because that's going straight to them. They ain't got nothing to do with whoever owns the lot.
Yeah, like Atlanta different.
We did that before, so I
Atlanta different.
Man, I don't want to say this.
Go ahead.
And it'd be wrong.
Tell the truth. Shame the devil.
But pray about who you give money to who's asking you for money. Because I don't want to, give a category to it. Just pray about it. I pray about who I give money to who asks me for money. If they come
just
to me
about
on
just
the street.
Yeah. Panhandling.
Yeah. You know, because there's a lot of that in Atlanta.
And oh, my goodness. Bro, they be four on one corner. That side, this side, this side,
bruh,
and at the light.
Bro, it got fancy, bro. Like, bro, I ain't got no cash. I take cash. Out.
Yeah.
Like, really?
You got a bank account, bro?
Hold on, bro.
You got a bank account, bro?
You got a phone?
Bro.
You wouldn't set up a bank account.
Bro.
To panhandle.
I was like, okay.
Bruh.
This is a real hustle.
Bruh, I've seen people come out every day and have a different outfit on every day. I rolled up. One dude had a leather jacket fresher than what I had on in the car. I'm like, bro, I need to borrow money from you. Like, you legit. They make money.
A business out of it.
Yeah, they make
so
a business.
Just pray about when you come to the A, pray about it.
I can. They like, either I can go to work and work for somebody, or I can just come out here when I want to.
And get some tax.
And get some, get some tax-free money. Yeah. And I'm comfortable with that.
Wow.
Yeah. And they got a house. They paid rent.
They drive away when they're done. Like, bruh, really? Did you just get in the car and
when
drive
I say
away?
This dude had a leather jacket on, I didn't know if he was selling tickets or asked for money. I came up. He was asking for money. I'm like, for real? Had on Tim boots and everything. I'm like, bro, like, you're not even, like, nah.
I'm going to tell you what, one of the biggest hustles, this dude, he played violin. He was dope playing violin, but he had a sign up. His wife was pregnant.
He
was probably pregnant. But I don't know. She was pregnant, and he was out there playing the violin, asking for money.
It was a soundtrack.
He was playing to
a soundtrack. Yeah.
Oh, he was playing for real.
He was playing for real.
Okay.
But he was
okay.
Playing to a soundtrack. He had the speaker, and he had a real dope little setup.
Yeah.
And he was just like, we pregnant. We, medical expenses and stuff like that. And she was sitting there on the side, like pregnant with another child. I know he made bank.
Yeah.
Around the holidays, playing Christmas song.
Yeah. It's a lady that was out.
But this is how I know he was hustling. Because later on, the lady looked like she was about 6 months pregnant. I caught him about 3-4 months later, bro. She was still 6 months pregnant. I'm like, man, you got me. I'm like, you got me, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You got
it's
me,
a lady.
Bro.
We went down to a concert at State Farm. And it was cold, man. This lady was, matter of fact, B. Haynes and what's his wife? We all we double dated, went out to the R&B concert. So this lady had, she had some kids. It was cold outside. It was on the thing, but it was right across the street from it by the parking deck. So, I was like, oh, man, I shot him 20, going in, And you know, kind of.
You say it was cold. It was cold out there.
Yeah. And she had the kids, you know, asking, you know, using the kids to, you know, make it sad or whatever, you know.
Make it sad.
Get the kids to ask money, you know. And so, you know, I shot them 20, you know. And it was a lot of people dropping, you know, cash. And we went in, saw the whole concert, came back out. Bro, they were still out there just getting it. Bro, I came back to maybe a year later to a Hawks game. Mm-mm. She's in that same spot. Mm-mm. When I say I don't know the number she make, but it's a salary. It's a complete salary. The money that I've seen and what I've dropped before I figured out, oh, this is what y'all do. This not y'all not in a bad spot. This is what y'all do. Because y'all probably getting up and they're going back home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
To a nice home.
Yeah, to a nice home. Because that night of that concert, when I say I dropped 20, I saw other people kind of not doing $1 bills. And she was there the whole time, came back out hours later, and she's still there. She was clearly three stacks.
Where you feel like she putting the money? She hiding.
I mean, she had a cover on, so she got all the money under the cover. Yeah,
that's the baby.
And the kid.
Oh, the baby was.
The baby is a ball of money.
Yes,
it's a ball of money.
Yeah,
and she gave birth when she went home.
I was like, man, y'all got me, bro.
And she was still 6 foot. That's funny. I ain't never seen that.
Y'all got me, bro.
Oh man, how long was it?
Because it was a sad story. About 6 months.
6 months, and she was still.
I caught him again. I caught him somewhere else in a different.
And it was the same girl.
It was the same dude, same setup, same.
Dang.
And his thing was that he was trying to get home. Mm-hmm. He's always trying to get home.
Yeah.
You know, I got, you know.
We're in Florida.
Yeah,
we're trying to get home. Yeah. Some type of, they had it on the sign, but he was good. Like, he was really good.
With the violin.
That's the
hook. That had to catch
it. You know, you probably playing the sad songs, probably.
Yeah.
You know, and that violin, boy, get on your emotions. Man,
probably playing doggone Usher, You Got It Bad.
he was excellent, bro, but I was like, but when I seen him again, I was like, bro, y'all got
me. Yeah, you ain't got to do that, bro. Just play the violin. I'd have gave you some money for the violin. Like, dudes be out there playing them drum. I give them money. Like, bro, you dope. Like, huh?
Man, I went to New York recently.
You ain't got to scam
me.
That
was dope, bro.
Yeah, you ain't got.
Some people are not like that. That's the only thing.
What?
Like you, just like you dope. I'll give you some money.
Yeah, if you out there getting
in New York,
it's not a
they
lot.
They get good money for that.
Yeah.
They get good.
Yeah, if you
don't have to hustle.
Yeah.
Or just do something.
If you go on the subway down there and you play piano and key, you get money. You ain't got to hustle.
What if you ain't got no? What if your gift is like administration though? Like you down there just. Filing papers,
sending faxes.
While people going into the game, you got a doggone file cabinet up there.
You're dumb. You know that.
Organizers,
you are dumb.
Who bring a file cabinet?
Organizers stuff. Why people?
You're dumb. You are dumb.
Can I get some money?
Y'all are so
you got
dumb.
$20.
I'm like, boom. Like, what's your name? Oh, yeah, I can find that for you.
I'm like, you was born in Michigan.
Yeah, you gotta be able to sing or rap or do something musical.
Y'all are dumb.
Or dance.
Something's wrong.
But you can't. You can't have a different gift.
But what if you're a mover? You just had that moving furniture.
Y'all are dumb. Y'all are so dumb.
You can't get fired up that show or building furniture from scratch.
Right there.
Just out there.
That might be dope.
But like, man.
Yeah, have a chair be out there. They have a bunch of wood and pieces. You come back out, you got a whole bench out there.
Like, there you go, bro. People just dropping dollars.
Stupid.
But that mug, come out.
Get it out, please.
That boy don't come out right. Or some leg missing. They don't get that man.
Y'all are dumb.
They don't get that man.
Oh, man.
So I guess if you're going to panhandle, you got to make sure you can dance. Or
you got to do it the right way.
You panhandle the right way.
You better have the right gift, buddy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, everybody can't do this.
Or you just play basketball, you just dribble in front of everybody. Ah, people going.
Everything can get a good. Like, you know, I'm still in the
Stupid.
Hey man, like a shit, people.
Please, even if-